So from Anand, my mom's Maharaj in Taittiriya.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that Ananda and knowledge are not different.
Correct.
Ananda, I'm struggling to understand that, Maharaj.
Just imagine you love a sweet. Mm. When you are sleeping, somebody inserts that sweet into your mouth. Maybe unconsciously you might eat it also. Mm. Do you feel that you are happy?
No.
Why?
I need to be conscious.
Ah, that consciousness is called knowledge.
Knowledge.
Otherwise, how do you know this is my son and the other person? Otherwise, Krishna used to confuse gopis.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day a gopi caught hold of Krishna and brought him as a proof that he was a thief to Yashoda. And he was Krishna until his mother saw him. Just before his mother saw him, he took the form of that lady's own son. Look here, your Krishna is a thief. I caught him red-handed. Yashoda smiled and said, you look at that fellow. And she was shocked. She caught hold of her own son. What can the poor lady do? So what is important is, without knowledge, you neither know what is happiness, nor know what is unhappiness. Good, bad, living, how do you know you are living? That chit must be there, that you are sat.
Yes.
And when you are happy, you are, when you are living, are you happy or unhappy?
Happy.
Always happy. Always. You have to understand that statement. What it means is, when you are suffering also, you are happy.
Sorry.
No, no. You are not comparing yourself. Supposing there is another person who doesn't have even the little food that you are having. You imagine yourself, I have that little food.
Immensely happy.
Not immensely, but I wish I had yesterday's type of food, but today's food will do. So what is that today's experience? Less happiness is another name for unhappiness.
When we talked about koshas, Maharaj,
yeah,
the Vijnanamaya kosha seems a step lower than the Anandamaya kosha.
Correct.
But over there, the Vijnana means the understanding, but not the chit aspect of the knowledge.
Yes, that is chit only. There is nothing but chit. So that is also you have to understand. If somebody brings you your favorite sweet, the knowledge that priya. And then when he hands over that sweet to you, because he may not hand over, how do you know he's going to hand over? Until it comes into your hand, you are not sure at all. When it comes to your hand, you are sure. That is called priya. And when you actually experience it, that is called, when that sweet touches your tongue and you start tasting that, that knowledge comes, this is very tasty.
Yes.
So now answer me, the Ananda comes before that or after that?
After that.
First Jnanam,
then Ananda.
Then Ananda. Invariably, that is the one.
Just a question about, in terms of the Bhakta or the Upasaka and Bhagavan, the Ishta. So I want to ask is, does God play hide and seek, or is it the Bhakta is sometimes seeing and sometimes not seeing?
No, seeing means he should contemplate upon his Ishta Devata in that particular form.
Right.
Okay, I have not yet come to that part. In our next class I will come. But let me just give you an example to make you understand this, okay? So, this is what I am talking about is called Vishnu Dhyanam as a universal form. So, they are there even in the Puranas. And the Puranas are also giving us these things. We have to understand these Puranas also. For example, we are meditating on Sri Ramakrishna because that is our mantra, really speaking. What do we say? Hridaya Kamala Mathye Rajitam Nirvikalpam Sadas Asadake Bhedatitam Ekaswarupam Prakruti Vikruti Shunyam Nityam Anandamurtim. Vimala Paramahamsa. Every part of this Sri Ramakrishna's character is thought like that. In Puranas, there is a universal form of Vishnu. So it is this. Bhuhu Padav Yasya Nabhir Vyad Asura Anila Chandra Suryau Chanitre Karnav Ashaha Sirodhyauhu Mukhamapi Dahano Yasya Vasteya Mabdhihi Antastam Yasya Vishvam Sura Nara Khaga Bhoga Bhogi Gandharva Daityehi Chitram Ramramyate Tam Tribhuvana Vapusham Vishnum Isham Namami. This is the mantra, dhyana mantra. Karnam vashaha. So, bhupadav. So, his feet are this earth. Yasya navihi, whose navel is the middle part, what we call bhuvaha. And the upper part of it is called the bhuhu bhuvaha svaha. And his two eyes, chandra surya ucha netre. So, you see, karnav ashaha. So, the whole sky is nothing but his ears. Why are ears compared to the sky? Sky means space. How do you hear? Sound comes only through?
Space.
Siro Dyauhu. Dyauloka is Siraha. Mukhamavi Dahano Yasya Vasteyam Abdihi. So I will discuss about this. It just as a sample.
Okay.
This is Puranic contemplation of the universal form of the Lord. Here they have taken, in those days, Vishnu, Brahma, Shiva, Rudra were not there. And these five elements, they were there. The sun, the moon, the vayu, etc. So they have taken those things. But the idea is very clear. I think I made very clear that slowly giving up our small individuality and identifying with everything, which is really what is the Lord is.